Hey everybody, this is Colorworks Radio. What we're trying to do here is expand the current art vernacular in New York's capital region by talking with local artists. And today I have Madison LaValle with me. How are you doing, Madison?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Excited to have you here. So first off, I thought we could talk about things going on in the local region that are coming up. And maybe things that are going on at the church where you're part of.
Yeah, so I am part of this, I wouldn't call us an art collective, but we are a building that used to be an old church and church school in Troy, right off of Hutton Street. And we currently have, I would say, maybe 8 studios there, and also have event space where we have exhibitions and programming.
Okay.
Yeah.
That does. I've been there a few times, and surprisingly, it's right behind my house.
Oh, so cool.
It's always exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in a minute. But a few things that I wanted to mention, and if you have any thoughts, please share them, about things coming up in the area. One is at the Troy Art Center, but it's actually called the Art Center of the Capital Region. But I always call it the Art Center. Show coming up that looks really cool is In Ply, and that's going to run from January 22nd all the way to April 5th. It's in the main gallery. The opening reception, if you're interested, is in February, so it's a little bit ways off, and that's February 28th. But what I thought was interesting about this show is that it's about skateboarding, which is, I think, probably one of the few sports that has like an art-centric focus, which is always kind of funny. And it's going to be over 50 artists that create work within the narrative skate culture. So it's going to be decks, street art, photography, and carpentry. But what I thought was really neat was they're going to have an actual functional skate ramp in the gallery for people to use. So I thought that seemed pretty cool. In taking over like the space and kind of making it seem, less maybe ragtag or maybe more official about skating, which I thought was kind of neat. Like you could do it and look at the stuff at the same time. So it's like an interactive thing. And again, that's at the Art Center in the Capital Region. The other thing before we get to the church that I wanted to point out, which you have to drive a little bit for, is at Mass Mocha. And you've actually seen this show, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. This is Lore of the Dark, and it's contemporary painters talking about the night, or whatever the night means. So from the curator, they're talking about sex, death, romance, magic, terror, wonder, alienation, and freedom, which all seems all like groovy stuff to paint about.
Yeah. I loved the show.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I loved it. I especially loved how it was really lit, really dark. So you almost felt like, I mean, normally galleries are pretty, like have pretty great lighting, especially for paintings because you want to be able to see them. But when you kind of walk upstairs in Mass Mocha, it's on the second floor, and it's really dark and quiet, and so you have this really different experience looking at the work than you normally would. Okay.
That's pretty interesting. So it's kind of more moody than like, oh, we're in a big bright gallery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love whenever Mass Mocha does anything, it's always like I always go there and I just feel like it's kind of magical, like what they do with their gallery spaces. And it's really an asset for the area.
Yeah.
So if you've never been, Mass Mocha is the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, and it's in North Adams, Mass, which is, what, 45 minutes away?
Yeah, 40? From here, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. One cool connection in the show, at least with Colorworks, is that Kenny Riviero, am I saying the last name right?
I think it's Rivera.
Rivera, okay.
Yeah.
My mistake. And he's an amazing painter. And I got to meet him this summer. You probably did too, right?
Yeah, we did the residency at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
The, what was it called again? I should remember this.
The Elizabeth Murray residency.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Elizabeth Murray residency in Granville. Yeah. So yeah, he was there and that was really nice to meet him. And What a nice guy. Anyways, he's at Mass MoCA.
And his work is sort of exploding, it seems like, in the city right now. And so it's cool that he's also, you know, somewhat close to us.
Yeah. He's connected.
Yeah.
One more thing, though, if you're at Mass MoCA, that's not Kenny eccentric, is the James Turrell show, In the Light, which, if you've never been to it or seen his work, it's all light-based, which sounds odd in a way, but I guess not in contemporary art, really. But for maybe the new gallery goer, it is kind of a weird thing. But it's amazing experience to see these light-based works that at times like take on like a kind of a mystical feeling, I think. And also, you know, just walking in like some of the larger spaces where he totally takes apart the whole room. It's amazing. It's kind of, to me, it was like going to church to see those.
And
it's
see that.
Really, it's a treat to have them so close to us. Okay. So before we get to the church and talking about what's going on with you guys, for those tuning in right now or, you know, just happening upon us, this is Colorworks Radio, and I'm here with Madison Lavallee. And we're talking about what's going on local that is exciting and worth checking out. So as I mentioned before, you're at the church. And if for those who don't know, the church is, I guess, kind of like a newer art space in Troy, New York. And it's located at 2247 13th Street. So, again, if you're not familiar with Troy, it's like up the hill by RPI. And it's a converted, I think, Catholic church. Is that right?
Yes, definitely Catholic.
Right, yeah. Because your show coming up.
Yeah.
Takes advantage of the Catholicness of that. Mm-hmm. So it was bought by, I think, a guy from, was it Connecticut or something?
Yeah, so Bob Bedard is the owner, and he lived in Connecticut. He went to RPI for college.
Oh, that's right.
And he owns a, I'm not exactly, it's a tech company in Troy.
Oh, okay.
So he does have, and he kind of, I think he moved his business here from Connecticut. But yeah, he bought this giant church space, which he kind of used as an event space. And it has an attached school that we use as art studios.
Okay.
And then we're also kind of using the rectory, which is where the priest lived, as both artist apartments and maybe some residency space there as well.
Have you had a residency there yet, or that's something you're working on?
No, yeah, I think that's in the works. We actually are starting to plan some of those things for the year now. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
So all the artists there, do you form like a semi quasi board, or are you like making decisions together? Is that what goes on there?
Yeah, so we really do. We're trying to kind of work together as a community in our space. And we also are kind of thinking about how we want to function because we're still growing. But there's, I'm not sure if we're going to have a board or we're going to divide up sort of different tasks or kind of how we're going to navigate that. But it's definitely in the works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the show coming up that's in the rectory, and I do want to hear more about the church, but we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Hail Mary, right?
Yes.
And it's a show held in the confessional boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Are they called boxes?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wasn't
booths,
raised
maybe.
Catholic. Yeah, booths. They kind of look like a booth.
Okay.
Sound like a little telephone booth.
So tell us a little bit about that and quickly, I guess.
Yeah. So Catherine J. Kim is our curator, and she's a lawyer, and she just wanted to start curating shows. And so she saw my work in a show, and she approached me about having – actually, she had a studio visit with me, and then I showed her our event space, and she pitched a show to us.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Is it a sound installation?
No, it's different artists installing smaller works in this little viewing space.
Oh, that is so neat.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. And I love it's about sin and repentance, which which brings it all back home for artists. Okay.
For sure.
Great. Well, thank you for chatting with us, and we're going to keep the conversation going in the next spot where we talk more about your work.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.